The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Our evening encouragement talk will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher, Reverend Paul Galvin.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here. In some cases, nothing has changed or shifted. We've been together now for 24 hours, but who's counting? Sitting here, having this opportunity to offer a few words, certainly everything has shifted. Wanted to begin just with the one line from case 42 of the Blue Cliff Record, Layman Peng's beautiful snow. Layman Peng pointed to the snow falling through the air and said, "Beautiful snowflakes, they don't fall in that other place." This particular line has been catching me. And I've learned or learning that when something catches, that it's not something for me to figure out, but it's something for me just to hold, something for me to be with, something to allow it to penetrate me as opposed to me trying to penetrate it. And this line has been with me for the last couple of days. And particularly at lunch, or I should say after lunch during our rest period. And not just this line, but Michael's talk, all the Dharma dialogue, the responses from Melissa and David, and everything that was said. And even a few words that I said, I just kind of hung out there. And so I took a walk. I took a walk with this line, and I took a walk with all of your words and your presence. And as I walked through the temple garden, I saw a few things. First, I guess maybe point out that I experienced a few things. It was cool. There was a gentle breeze, and it was sunny. Just really appreciating the sun and the cool, fresh air. And as I walked through, one thing that I saw were flowers, blooms, these little snowdrops, as far as poking up and already blooming. And the first thought that came to my head was, don't they know it's February 11th? What are they doing up? And immediately this answer came to me. No, they don't know it's February 11th. I know it's February 11th. I know that I'm in Sesshin. I know we're all in Sesshin. And this is really important for me to know. And here are these little snowdrops blooming. They're blooming because the circumstances allow them. The sun is in the sky longer and at a different, more hospitable as far as angle. The weather has been a little warmer. And it's February 11th, and they're blooming. Surprised me. Such a wonderful little surprise, walking around the garden. And then I saw another thing, also surprising in a different way, but yet I can't say that I was less fascinated as far as from those flowers to seeing the remnants of a gray squirrel, fresh. The hawk was pretty hungry. and in the backyard. And I looked, and I have a habit, especially when I drive and there's an animal that's been killed on the road, I just say, I'm sorry, you know, sorry. And I just watch them for a little bit. I won't go into details, but it was a hen. And it got me to the point where I thought, should I do something? And I thought, well, I'll move this mostly cleaned out gray squirrel. And so I moved them towards the fence area, out of the way. In my mind, I'm thinking I'm being of service, maybe keeping all of you from seeing the shock. Maybe I should have left him. The hawk that appeared later, wish I had left him there. Thinking that this was some remnants and over and done with, the hawk was not done. And got to watch the hawk poke around, look around, and didn't literally scratch its head, but sure seemed to be saying, like, I thought it was right around here somewhere. I'm pretty sure this gray squirrel had no idea this morning that it was going to be its last day. Yeah, sure, I'm anthropomorphizing. I know that. And I'm pretty sure that gray squirrel didn't think that today was going to be its last day. This thing that we do here, sashin, this opportunity for intensive practice, I need it. I require it. This is not a hiding place. This is a place to wake up. This is a place to be seen. This is a place to see, eyes wide open. What is this other place that layman pain is tempting us with? How long do we have to practice to avoid or to find that other place? How hard, how long do I need to work to find that place? Such a rare opportunity to practice together this way. This is an encouragement talk. If you didn't know it, I thought I should clarify. And this encouragement is to throw everything into this. See everything. Be seen by everything. One of the lines from our liturgy, from Menju, is that if you do not realize the fruit at this moment, when will you realize it? This is not a threat. This is the encouragement. And this is what Layman Peng is encouraging us. This is what this doorbell is encouraging us. Look at that, folks. People want to practice here. And you are here. What a benefit. What a benefit. Layman Peng pointed to the snow falling through the air and said, beautiful snowflakes. They don't fall in that other place. Thank you.